Old Down Under. Turn this banger up. Not a pom, judging Aussie tunes. Aussie music, mate. Alternative Down Under. Alternative Down Under.
Good day, one and all. Sorry, I think the little booth I'm recording in has kind of given me the full sense of security that I might actually be okay at singing, but don't think I am. I think that happens with bathrooms as well. Anyway, I'm Luke Scanlon. Welcome to episode 12 of Alt Down Under. And on this episode, I'll be chatting with an artist who's been down Australia for a fair few years now, over from their native Belgium, the brilliant Romany. Romany will open up all about moving over here to Australia, a journey I'm all too familiar with, and why getting out of your comfort zone can be a massive boost for an artist. And 1 year on from her debut album, Are We There Yet? We'll find out how that whole journey has been, from putting the album together to being nominated for prizes and touring throughout Australia and back home in Belgium as well. Plus, Romany bravely opens up on a crazy health scare that she had in the middle of last year in what was a few weeks of pure rollercoaster emotion. So all of that still to come in episode 12.
Alt Down Under.
So what's been going on, guys? What has been going on? Today I am going to look at a motorbike. I'm buying a motorbike, and yes, I know I broke my pinky on a scooter, but as I say, it's fully healed. It's ready to get into some proper actual protective gear this time. Going to go look at a motorbike and hopefully get my motorbike license before it expires at the end of February. And I'll be on two wheels looking, I don't know, like a shit extra from the film Easy Rider. But no, should be great. Summer on two wheels in Australia. Not many better ways to get around, right? And hopefully an easy way to get around to gigs. Although I'm going to have to work out what the hell to do with the helmet. I don't know if any venue would let you stand in a crowd with a pint in one hand and a helmet in the other. I don't know. Could probably be perceived as a weapon. I have no idea. But yeah, looking forward to doing that. And talking to gigs, I went to an amazing one down at the Forum in Melbourne the other night. I was lucky enough to see Confidence Man, fresh off the back of their new album, 3 AM, bracket, la la la, close bracket. And oh man, the wait was well worth it. I've honestly been trying to see Confidence Man for, I don't know, at least 4 to 5 years, I reckon, ever since a mate of mine told me about them. They're just fun, man. They're so fun. I was actually meant to see them at a festival in Slovakia, which I've previously mentioned on this pod before. It's a festival where I saw Libertines. I interviewed them. Metronomy. I've definitely mentioned that because I always mention Libertines. And I went to that festival and it was like $2 pints of beer. So Confidence Man was scheduled to play at 1 AM. So if you add in $2 beers into that and you're there from like midday, I mean, I'm never making that. It's just not going to happen. So I end up missing them, sadly, because I just needed my bed, essentially. If you think rock and roll is not live and well here, you'd be very much mistaken. But anyway, I was lucky enough to go down. It was a Monday night, but it was ahead of Melbourne Cup public holiday. So I had the Tuesday off on at 10:30. And oh man, Janet Planet, not only is she a good singer, a great dancer, she just brings the fucking vibes, man. I just, honestly, so much fun. Quite different to most of the music I'm into, really, because it's got that dance element. But I just really love how they've obviously become very successful, but they really don't seem to take themselves seriously at all. And I'm not saying that to discredit them in any shape or form, but oh my God, they were just amazing. And the crowd were just lapping up every minute of it. I was down there with my mate, and there were these two women behind us who were honestly having the time of their lives. And they were just giving it a whole, woo, 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 like fully screaming. I actually turned around to them at one point and I was like, girls, it's not going to be the music that gives me ringing ears tomorrow. I think it'll be you two hollering and screaming right into my eardrums. To which they laughed even louder. So yeah, it definitely didn't do my ears any good. But oh man, if you can go and see them live, they're across the festival circuit this summer in Australia. and they are always playing in the UK during the summer as well. For my UK listeners, they were just at Glastonbury, and from reports that I heard, they're set back in June. Again, tore the house down. So do get on board with Confidence Man if you're not across it already. Just pure fun. Just pure fun. As I say, the new album 3AM just came out, their third album overall. And I think they're just going to continue on an upwards trajectory, to be honest, because it's just, how can you not enjoy that sort of music? Some sort of old school dance 90s, 80s elements to their stuff. But as I say, just very much here for the fun and making the most of getting to their peak. So yeah, Confidence Man, thank you for the best Monday night I'm going to have probably for a very long time. All right, without further ado, let's get into this episode's Artist in Residence chat. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is an artist who moved over from Europe, moved over from their native Belgium a few years back, got stuck here during COVID, and has ever since been building her career, crafting a beautiful human sound within her music, getting out of her comfort zone and releasing that forever sought after debut album, which came out last year, Are We There Yet?, which was nominated for the Australian Music Prize and also won the 2023 Upstart Award. It is, of course, the fantastic Romany. Romany, welcome to Alt Down Under. How the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amazing. I'm really well. I mean, we were just chatting before we started recording, trying to work out when we last saw each other. And just for context for people listening, we first met when you were playing with Katie J. Pearson at the Luli Tavern in Melbourne. I just arrived in Melbourne. I think I'd been here for like 5 days. And I saw that Kate... Yeah, or even less, I think. I saw that Katie on her Instagram was playing. And I'd not long since interviewed her. And I was like, wow, well, I'm definitely going to come down to that. How weird is that? And then we had a bit of a mad night out. It was a good time.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, we miss Katie. I love Katie so much. I wish she would move to Australia.
Exactly, man. Her new stuff's amazing. And her track that she did with Yard Act as well.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know.
So good, man. Yeah. So good. But yeah, that was that night. I think the jet lag was bad. And then I had one night out with Romany and it was 10 times worse.
I think we ended up at Old Bar, which is always a bad sign.
End yeah, of, it was.
It's a good sign for a good night, but bad the day after.
always a good idea at the time. Always a good idea at the time. I also wanted to kick off as well, Romany, because obviously we have that common ground in the sense that we both move from our homeland out to Australia. So just give people kind of a bit of a story as to how you've ended up in Melbourne, where you're from, your background in music. What have you got for us?
Well, I guess I'm from Belgium. Well, not I guess. I am from Belgium.
I think I'm from Belgium.
I think I was born there.
The last time border control told me, they said I was from Belgium.
No, I have a Belgian passport. I moved to Australia 5 years ago. But I had lived in Brisbane when I was 18. So that's how I kind of ended up in Australia for the first time. I got rejected in music school when I was 18. I was very angry at myself. And I was like, fuck this. I'm going to move to the other side of the world. And then I looked on the map and I ended up in Brisbane, which I couldn't even get that right because Brisbane is not the exact other side of the world. It's New Zealand. But I got to Brisbane. Fell in love with the music scene, but not like I didn't do any music, but I had heard of like alt rock music and I knew that there was like something going on here. And then I moved back to Belgium, studied at uni, and then moved after my studies to Melbourne and then got stuck in lockdown and then stayed. And yeah.
Here we are now.
Here Beautiful. We are.
That's quite interesting. So how old were you when music school didn't happen? Were you about 18, that sort of time?
Yeah, I was 18.
It's weird when you're that age, isn't it? Because you're kind of a bit angsty anyway, and you're a bit like trying to find your feet in the world. So I can imagine that was a huge setback at the time.
I was just like, well, this is not working. I guess I'll pivot myself into something else. And then I was too scared to try again. And then it took me 5 or 6 years to pick up a guitar again.
Really? Was that because you were too pissed off at the time? You didn't want to pick up a guitar?
I just have like a huge fear of failing. But I'm starting to realize that it's not about failing or not failing. Like, it's just who I am. And once I've accepted that, I feel like I'm free to make the music that I want to make. Which is like, you can see it in my music. I feel like the transition I've made, I'm just being real now. And it's when it's finally like translating, which is really interesting. And I think about those things a lot. I still struggle with imposter syndrome. I'd still get rejected in music school. I moved back to Belgium probably.
Yeah. I think we all do that. I've definitely done that. I've been producing radio shows, like ordering people around, going, if they find out who I really am.
I know. I'm just like, shit. Today's the day I'm going to get discovered that I'm a fraud.
Well, you kind of have that thing where you're like, I mean, I must be good at this because I'm here, but am I that good at this?
Every day I'm like, well, I don't, yeah. It's a funny thing. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with it. And I feel like we have to be loud about it because... Yeah, whenever I tell my friends who even are like so much further ahead of me, I'm like, I feel like an imposter. They're like, no, you're doing well. And I was like, but you're like there. And then they tell me that they feel like an imposter as well. And I'm like, fuck, this is never going to end.
Yeah, definitely. Is that quite hard? Because I know you've got a close like friend circle that are musicians. Is that quite hard when you're in amongst that? If you are on all different levels of your career, is that quite hard to be around at times?
Someone actually told me, and it's like, it was like in the context of women, but I feel like it applies to everything. If you're ever feeling jealous about another woman, check in with yourself because it's something that you're lacking. And like, you should never feel jealous about someone else because you're authentic to who you are. And then like, that just snaps me. As soon as I feel jealousy, I'm like thinking about that sentence and then I snap back out of it. And it's really helped me and my mental health a lot because yeah, it's, the music scene is hard and it's a hard place to exist in. On Instagram, you're always looking at what everyone else is doing well. And it's like, well, I can like really not get myself together today. I can't get out of bed, but that's okay. It's
100%. That's a good outlook.
I'm out of bed today. So that's good.
Yeah. You were like 10:30, really? Nice. Also, just going back to the moving abroad thing, because from my own perspective, obviously, I wanted to make the move, but naturally doing it by yourself forces you out of your comfort zone. Have you found that's kind of helped you not only as a person, but in your songwriting as well?
Definitely. I feel like I was quite content with in Belgium. I've like always hung around with, like I've had friends for 20 years. Like that's an amazing amount of time and it feels so comfortable. But then moving here, I was like, well, I don't know anyone, so I'm going to have to reach out to everyone. And I feel like it's really helped me to be social and like really care about community. And I don't know, I love meeting new people and hearing their stories and writing with other people and be in a room together. And I don't know, there's so much amazing music here. It's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think anyone who's done the move abroad can relate to being that weirdo in the bar by themselves, being like, can I join you for a bit?
Definitely. And that's why I wanted to be a musician, because I literally, the first few gigs I played here, I was like, I'm from abroad. I need friends. Please come chat to me after the gig. Thanks. And like, that's how I made friends. I like literally met my best friend here because I was on stage and I was like, I need a band. Can someone play keys for me? And she came up to me and she's like, yes, I can do it. And she was like my first band member.
There you go. I love that. I think as well, music is one of those little industries because obviously a lot of the time we hear about the bad things about the music industry. But like, for instance, when I was living in London and I was writing for music magazines and like doing another podcast, you soon realise, particularly if you're kind of operating in one genre-ish, you soon realise it is a very small network of people.
It is 1 degree of separation.
It's bizarre, isn't it? It's really strange.
Yeah.
Have you found that's the same being in Belgium and being here? That's the case for music. It is quite a small network.
Yes. In Belgium, I tried for 1 year. I didn't really give it a crack. I was like playing heaps, but I never reached out to people that I should have reached out to. And then I was like, well, everyone that is famous is like, has been famous for forever. And like, I felt that it was really hard to break into a scene. And then I came here and I met so many people straight away. And I was like, oh my God. But I feel like it's because I got out of my comfort zone. And it's like, it's small in every scene. And once you know someone, they'll probably introduce you to someone else, because that's how the music industry works and everyone's friendly. So yeah, it's been really interesting going back to Belgium now as well, after 5 years and touring. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe someone in Belgium will introduce me to my favorite people, and then maybe one day I'll get played on the radio there. Who knows?
Yeah, that's it. What do you reckon is your, where's your heart lying, do you reckon? Because do you think you will eventually want to go back to Belgium? And because you, as you said, you gave it like a crack a little bit there. Would you want to go back and fully give it a go?
This is the hardest question of them all, because I think about this every day, and it's like my heart is split in pieces. I've left one home to make a home here, and I'm always going to lose. But then my friends back home were like, no, you're always going to win because you have two homes and it's amazing. So yeah, I can't answer it. It's like, I was joking that I went home last month on tour and I told my best friends, and I was like, I'm just going to find a boyfriend in a country here or there. And then my friends are like, now watch you meet someone in France. And then you're just going to have a friend. And I was like, oh.
Oh, no, I've got three homes. Ah.
I used to live in Spain, actually. So I recognize in Barcelona.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
The globetrotter that is Romany. Love that. Love that. Let's talk about your album release then, because as we say, I think, yeah, the album release has happened since I last saw you play, which is actually ridiculous. There's a lot that's been going on for both of us, I believe. Run us through that, because obviously the album is always the kind of the piece de resistance for all artists, and that's kind of, I presume, what most artists are in it for, what they're trying to push towards.
Yeah.
How did it feel to finally get that out there, and what's it been like? It's like a year, that I think it's recently been a year since the release.
It's, the 26th of October, it was a year.
A year, 5 days and 12 seconds.
Yes, exactly. 13, 14, 15, yeah. It has been a journey. Obviously was my debut album, so I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be my breakthrough. And then I was like, things, like massive things happen. I got like, I'm so proud of myself, like even saying that, like feeling proud is like a huge thing for me, because I've never had that in my life.
Yeah.
So calling myself a musician with that debut album, massive. And like it got nominated for like prizes, and I was like, oh my God, this is insane. And then I was like, one day I woke up and I was like, but it hasn't like changed my life, but in a way it did. So it's like, it's this huge thing. And I feel like a lot of people have that with a debut album. And yeah, I mean, it's gotten me to Belgium already with the album, and I've gone on tour like across the East Coast twice this year. It feels so good to have it out. But then with me, I'm always just like, I don't know, I move on so quickly. I finished my second album. I'm like mixing it.
Amazing.
It right now.
Is that an exclusive story and all down under?
I guess so. Shit, yeah.
Brilliant. Love that. Love that.
I didn't want it. I've never called it an album before. I've like said that I've like done
You've
the
You just
next.
Called it baby number two so far.
Baby number two. yeah, I'm going to try and find a godparent for it at some point.
Nice.
Who can sponsor
it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, love that. It's interesting what you say there about how you woke up one day and you were like, oh, it hasn't changed my life. But surely it has, in the sense that you're a musician that's released an album, so therefore your life has changed purely by that fact, right?
Yeah. I think it's just like the state of the world that like... music, oh my God. See, this is like the thing. I have to keep working so much.
Yes.
And like, I don't feel like a musician because I have four jobs and I work 80 hours a week, and it's like so stressful all the time.
Yeah.
But then, see, like, it just keeps coming. I keep getting emails.
Never ending. By the way, you look, I don't work. I reckon I work half those hours, and you look way fresher than I do. So I'd love to know your secret.
Put some makeup on my face before.
Maybe I need to start branching out my daily routine. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it's the way things are right now. And it's like, I don't know. I think the fact that I am always like pushing so much further than I can push maybe is what is going to get me further. And it's actually really funny because I went home and I had a bit of a run-in with my stepdad because he was like, when are you going to find a real job? And I was like, hey. And then I think I changed because he came to my gig and he was like, I get it now. And I was like, that's like, I think this is what I want to achieve at music. Like, he like came up to me and then he was like, I met someone and they said, like, if you're a musician and you have a plan B, it's over because you cannot have a plan B. And it's like stuck with me and like it made me cry so much. And I was like, to get the validation from him, I was like, okay, that's actually like, yeah, one of my biggest achievements.
Nice. So if you were to have a chat with younger Romany, the one who didn't get into music school, if you were to give her a call right now, what would you say to her, do you reckon?
I'd be so much kinder in any aspect to her. Yeah, it's like I've been so hard on myself always. And I'm learning to be soft, which is nice.
Mm.
But it's hard. It's like...
Yes.
I'm always so towards myself. And I'm really like... Yeah, I've recently moved into like a really calm home. And I'm like living with two software engineers. They're really sweet. And like I'm learning from like stability, which is... Mm. I think I always chase the chaos in my life, which I like don't.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I messaged you before this interview to check if you wanted to talk about this, talking about some other level of chaos that is a level of chaos that a lot of people would never want, obviously, in their life whatsoever. But I mean, it's your story to tell. So it's middle of last year. Run us through what happened to you, Romany, because it was a terrible time.
I feel like, my life sometimes... I think it's like a comedy show, but mixed with horror. Last year, I actually, when the time when Katie was here, I found a lump and I was like telling my housemates that I was like, I've got a lump in my breast. And they're like, oh, you probably should get this checked out. Left it for a few months because I was like, oh, it's probably fine. And then I went to the doctor and then the doctor was like, oh, this is not looking good. Got tests, the tests progressively got worse. And then, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. So for 6 weeks, I thought I was really sick. And then after 6 weeks, I found out that it was a misdiagnosis. So, it was a huge roller coaster.
Unbelievable. I honestly, it was weird. When I was putting stuff together for this interview, I actually remember seeing you post originally about that. And like, obviously...
Yeah, the last message you sent me was like, I'm so sorry to hear about it. And
I know. And I was like, my heart sank. Because obviously, having met you and known the person you are, and like, I think also anyone, when it's someone around your age, it makes it feel a bit worse for some reason. Because it makes you feel weird about your own life.
Yeah, I felt really bad as well because I... like due to a few circumstances back home, I like had to post about it because like things were getting around and then like reached out to me and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about like your chemotherapy. And I was like, hold on, like this is not happening. Like I'm in the very early stages of like getting a diagnosis. So then I made it public and then, I had to like backtrack that. And I felt so, I don't know, like I think as a woman, like I felt really, like no one was going to believe that actually had happened. So I was like, for a few months, I was walking around with like the email confirmation that someone had told me that I had cancer, just because I was like, I feel like my life is so chaotic that people will think that I've like made this up. And my first reaction was also like, oh my God, did I like mishear this? Was my English not good enough? But then, it was like, I actually like got diagnosed, which is, like, no shade on anyone. Like, mistakes happen.
Yeah, but geez, Matt, what a way to flip your life upside down. And like you say, that must have been very strange for you because that's sad that you had to feel like you had to walk around with proof of that diagnosis in the first place. But I kind of know what you mean. I think sadly, people doubt you, don't they, when it's like a bizarrely quick turnaround like that.
Yeah, it was a really weird time. I still had to have surgery. Mm. It was still like not good, but it was definitely not cancer. But I like the beautiful thing with when that happened was so many people reached out to me with stories and like I actually had never felt that sense of community before in my life. And like I actually took a screenshot of like I think I had 200 messages
really,
and like from people sharing their story or sharing like I don't know, like, and I still actually want to reach out to all those people and be like, how are you going with all of this? Because, like, for me, it was a happy ending, and like, I got really lucky that I got away with it. But yeah, it's a real thing, and a lot of people, I don't know, it's a really scary diagnosis.
Yeah, definitely. I do remember, obviously, it must be a bizarre rollercoaster of emotions, obviously, but I remember you posting, and I actually went back and read it. You said, I'm going to live to 120 and make 150 studio albums. So I was like, very much looking forward to that. Did you kind of feel like, obviously, once you got the all clear, I know you obviously had to have the surgery anyway, but did it feel like it gave you a bit of a, like, a boost in a roundabout way?
Yeah, it did. It's really funny because I have struggled with mental health like my whole life, and like I get really dark sometimes and then after that I'm like, well, I'm invincible. But I think, yeah, you forget that things have happened. So like you reminding me of this is like, whoa, I actually like feel really lucky to be alive. But then things get grim sometimes and I'm like, I hate this. Like it feels so heavy. The world feels rough. So yeah, it's like you kind of just have to keep in check with yourself. Yeah, well, we've really gotten into like a dark path.
I love that.
It's important to talk about.
Definitely.
Like things. And yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm glad we can talk about it now. There you go. You've got album number 2 on the way, so that's only 148 left to make after the second album.
After writing, like I've got things in the bank. I just need time and money to produce things or learn how to produce myself, which I am. I've downloaded Ableton. I'm on the way. If anyone has tips and tricks, please send them over.
Love that. Well, yeah, thank you for talking through that. That was very open of you to do that, which I really appreciate. So thank you for that. If you're ready, Romany, we can step into your dream gig venue.
I'll have 2 pints, please. Oh, I love this bed. Get us a couple of frothies, mate. Have your dream gig, mate. The dream gig venue. Step this way.
Romany, into the dream gig venue. This is where I ask you 5 set questions. You tell me what is going to make up your dream gig venue. Okay, first off, name of the venue and what capacity are you going for?
Well, can I cheat the code and make it Meredith?
Go for it.
I think if Meredith was a venue, I'd choose that. And I think mainly, I think atmosphere, the no dickhead policy, I just don't want any, like, there's so much hate in the world against minorities, and I just, it's like, that vibe. So if that can be a venue, if I have to choose a venue in Melbourne, that's a funny thing. I, like, had a list, and, like, I'm checking them off slowly. I, like, my first dream was Northcote Social Club, played there. And it's like,
yeah.
Once you reach that, it's like, oh, my God, yes. Hopefully Forum, like that's like a big one. I really
Forum be awesome, man. Yeah, I always think it's like Brixton Academy when I go in there.
I don't know.
Very much the same, similar vibe. Brixton in London.
So yeah. Yes.
Next time you're in Europe, head over there. Great, iconic London venue.
Cool.
So what, are you sticking with the name Meredith or are you giving it your own name?
Oof. Yeah, we'll stick with Meredith.
Sweet, love that. Don't fix what ain't broken, man. Up next, dress code. What are you going for, Romany? What
like
do you want people
wear
wearing?
Whatever they feel comfortable in. But if you have to give a guidance, something with gemstones. I just love the bling.
Yeah, just a jacket made of gemstones. That'd be amazing. I mean, it'd look good under lights, wouldn't it? But it'd be fucking heavy.
I always wear gemstones. It's crazy. I've even got them on my teeth. It's like, it's just...
Yeah, they're a new addition since I saw you last.
They've been on there for 1.5 years. We haven't seen each other.
Have they actually?
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Jesus. So how are they stuck on there? I'm quite intrigued by this. I presume some sort of glue.
Yeah, yeah. I got them done with Katie in LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went to see Wet Leg at Coachella, and then we were like, should we get gemstones? And then I got to this, like, I WhatsApped this person, and then we got into this diamond. It was crazy. And there was, like, It was actually really weird. I don't know. Can I say illegal things on the... Like, I got to this...
Of course you can.
I got to the house and there's like bags of weed everywhere, porn on the walls. And I was like, oh my God, this person is going to like damage my teeth.
Did you walk in and you went, I'm home?
No, I was just like, I'm either going to get murdered or I'm going to get really cool teeth, which was the latter, which is great.
That's a good lottery to play.
Yes. Got there and then, yeah, just paid her in cash and she glued them on and there they are. I really like
them. Rock and roll. Love that. All right. Everyone can wear what they want, but gemstones on their teeth.
Yes.
I think that's pretty good. Decent. Okay, up next, what free food are you having and what free drink is going
to
be on tap?
Well, I think I have to say French fries because I'm from Belgium and we claim fries. I don't know why they called it French because it's definitely Belgian.
Is that right? I didn't actually know that. Is the mayonnaise thing Belgian as well?
I'm just going to claim that. Okay. Yes. I used to work at a fry shop. So, I just love my fries. And then drinks, I probably have to be sensible. I've been sober, but I've broken my sobriety. So if I watch this back, we're going to say heaps normal.
Heaps normal, fair.
I do love a bourbon and coke, so if that can be on tap,
we'll do that.
Maybe just not on tap.
But yeah, geez, that's one way to break your sobriety. You have bourbon and coke on tap. Geez.
And jug on.
Amazing. All right, up next, support acts, dead or alive. You can have a few, you can have one, whatever you want to go for.
I think I want to repeat this dream gig every night and then get all my friends to play. I have been loving like international acts such as like McGee.
McGee's amazing.
I know. I can't wait for Meredith actually. Yeah. And it's like I love so many musicians, but I also think we should support Australian music. I'd put my friends on the bill every night and then also play with people who are dead. I'd bring Bowie back.
Absolutely, that'd be one of my first picks, I think.
Yeah, if I can like resurrect some people, I'll bring Bowie back.
Any particular era of Bowie? You have like Ziggy or Thin White Duke,
or the Berlin era back? But I don't think he was a really happy person then. But I think he hit the nail on the head with some things that are going on in the world.
He was hanging out with Iggy a lot around that sort of time. We can all imagine what was going down there. Okay, and to end then, front door security, who are you having?
Well, I would put Zaid. I work at Nurkut Social Club and he's the security guard we've had there. He loves my music and he'd be really, like if he sees this interview, I know he's going to show his whole family. Like I love him. Zaid can do the door every night of the cycle of the gigs.
Love that. Love that. Don't mess with him.
No, definitely not.
Amazing.
Yeah, best.
Perfect. Sure. Well, thank you for creating your dream gig venue and dropping by for a chat, Romilly. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is fun. Let's make this gig happen, Meredith.
Yeah. Come on, Meredith.
Alt Down Under.
What an absolute gem. Romilly there, so good to chat with her after so long. Honestly, it's been, like I said, about a year and a half since we spoke and since I saw her live. So good to get her on the show. Finally, bad from me. I should have chased it up earlier. Apologies, Romilly. But a very good chat all the same. And just, I think even on a personal level, on a human level, regardless of being an artist, someone that just has such a great story. And I'm very, very thankful that Romilly actually opened up on that crazy health scare that she had last year. As I mentioned there in the interview, when I saw it, having known her, when I saw her post about the news initially, when she got the initial diagnosis, honestly, my heart sunk and just instantly thought, wow, what must her headspace be like right now? And yeah, wow. When I saw the post 3 weeks later to say, when she confirmed it was, in actual fact, a false diagnosis, it was such a confusing thing because you're like, oh my God, that must be so bizarre to hear that. You go from this sheer depths of finding out you've got cancer and then the happiness that comes with someone telling you, actually, no, you don't have it. But then almost the side order of what the hell is going on. It must be such a confusing thing for someone to go through. So full props to Romney for talking to us about that and sharing that story with us. Because I imagine it's not only her that that's happened to. That must happen a lot to people, not only with cancer, but lots of different illnesses. So, a horrendous thing to go through. But obviously so, so happy that she's doing well and releasing music and enjoying her craft. And like so many artists that have been on Alt Down Under before, someone that is really tuned in to what they're doing and really focusing on not listening to outside noise, celebrating her peers around her within the music industry, and just releasing tunes that speak for herself and come from the heart rather than trying to appease other people. I think that's the key. And I think, as she said, like anything in life, that is the key, is it not? Just to do stuff off the back of how you feel and stuff that aligns with you personally. So refreshing and so nice to hear. A great, great artist, and exclusive news of album number 2 from Romney on the way. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. Do get yourselves over to Romney's Instagram page as well. You can find her at Romney Music. Give her a follow. Get along to one of her shows as well. She's got a few shows coming up across Australia. And I can confirm, an amazing artist live. So get down, share a can of Heaps Normal with her, or if there is bourbon and coke on tap, maybe she'll be up for one of those as well. Thanks again, Romney, for dropping by for a chat. And thanks too to you guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this episode for me. Really does mean a lot. And yes, we'll be back in a couple of weeks with a fresh episode. In the meantime, take it easy. Look after yourselves. If you're in Australia, start applying that sun cream. Get it on. I'm starting to get scared already. My baldy little shaved head is screaming at me. Wear a hat, you absolute clown. Take care. Stay safe out there, kids. And yes, catch you soon.